Right now, we want to switch gears, though, and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit about a very important issue that is facing one Colorado community in El Paso County. Longinos Gonzalez is joining us right now, County Commissioner. Commissioner Gonzalez, thanks for joining us, taking some time out to get up this morning with us. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. This Colorado Center community is under the microscope for a very important reason. What is going on in this community for those people that have not heard?
Sure. So the El Paso County Commissioners, through our annual budget program, will be able to get some significant roadway improvements completed starting this year for Colorado Center. So the last several years, there have been deteriorating roads in that community, clearly been brought to our attention, and we were able to prioritize it in this year's budget. And so you're going to see, starting later this year, pretty soon actually, what we'll see some drainage work that needs to be completed first, because you need to do the drainage work, the underlying fixes, before you then go back over and complete the roadways. You don't want to do it the other way, because then you'll be tearing up a roadway you just put in. And so we're going to improve the drainage, and then you're going to see the roadway. And that project will be starting this year, and it'll go into 2025. But you're going to see, in some areas, complete the repavement work done to get the Colorado Center back up to standards. And they're going to have, in many areas, brand new roads there, because we need to make sure we're taking care of our residents. And this was one area where the roads had deteriorated far too much. And so we needed to prioritize that. And we're very proud of the fact we're able to finally get to that this year.
We had our road warrior out there from KRDO 13, Scott Harrison, kind of give us the pictures of what's going on there. Was that of any influences to get this fixed? And that was number one. And number two, how long did it take to get you guys alerted to get this area fixed? Because from what we understand, the pictures we've seen, I mean, some of those areas in the neighborhood were just absolutely atrocious.
Yes, and so we've actually been looking at this for a while. The situation is we have to get to different areas in the county. Mm-hmm. We're the largest county in the state. And one of the things, a lot of residents don't understand this, of the 10 largest counties in Colorado, El Paso County, the largest county, of those 10, we have the lowest per resident revenue stream that comes in. And that's because we're a very fiscally conservative area and county. And so we have limited budget, and it just took a couple of extra years to get to where we're at now. Plus, we also had to do design work, which is getting completed right now. And then, again, we had to get the drainage started first before we did the roadway improvements done. And one of the questions we had gotten was, well, why don't you just come in and do an overlay, right? Well, an overlay may have fixed that for a short term, but because the underlying road was in poor condition, that would have deteriorated far too quickly and would have not been cost efficient or effective to have put an overlay that was just going to deteriorate far too quickly because of the way the overall conditions of the road. So yeah,
that would have been months throwing away good slower. Money after bad if you did that, right?
Absolutely. And again, when we have a fiscally a tight budget, as El Paso County does, those are the kind of decisions you have to make. And so, unfortunately, yes, we did have to wait that extra year, but we're going to be in a much better position once this roadway gets done with the complete repavement areas done, so that this can be a long-term fix versus a one-year fix that would then just have to go back in a year later. That, as you just mentioned, it would have been throwing good money after bad. And so this is much more effective. So we're going to see the improvements done. And, yes, we have been, as best possible, trying to address this issue. It just took a little bit longer than I would have wanted, but we're going to see it done.
Absolutely. Let's talk about something else that's kind of on the agenda. I mean, this Veteran of the Year, this is a well-deserving award, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. El Paso County, clearly in Colorado, the biggest home to veterans, and is one of the largest veteran communities in the whole country. We have 5 military installations. I proudly represent, as the county commissioner in District 4, the south and the eastern part, have 3 of the military bases in my district. Plus, I I'm a proud graduate of the Air Force Academy, so I have ties to four of the five bases that we have here. And we want to do what we can to reward and really just publicize all the great work being done by our veterans, not just active duty, but their family and those that have supported them and those that remain in our community. We have so many retirees and veterans who have come back or retired or have separated and then stayed in our area, and they continue to add so much to our community. So since 2017, my first year in office, the county commissioners really wanted to give back, and so we've been doing this since 2017, and for 2024, we'll be asking for nominations for the 2023 year, so January to December of last year, work done by veterans, and what we're looking for are, you know, veterans and how they've, you know, they're demonstrated exemplary military service from before, but what we care about is what they did in 2023 to do and give back to our community, and that could be, you know, commitment to community service, advocating for, you know, our local veterans, you know, anything that could have been, you know, participation in nonprofit groups and activities, and how they've utilized those efforts to support our local community, other veterans or other residents in our community. And so we're asking for residents to nominate a deserving veteran, and you can go to elpasoco.com. And that's elpasoco.com, or you can go to vet@elpasoco.com to get the find information about the nomination form. And this is going to culminate in a again the naming of our Veteran of the Year at the Military Affairs Council Armed Forces Luncheon on May 13th.
Excellent. And
that's through the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC.
Excellent. County Commissioner Gonzalez, thanks for the time as always. Always appreciate you joining us, and we'll look forward to the next time.
God bless.